Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show shines a spotlight on local businesses and services in our region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. And here to kind of help me reinforce the whole notion of how to get on the program, which is asked a lot here, are a couple of people who have a lot to say about who gets on and how we help them. Don Tomasulo, Director of Results, and Ryan Fields, our Entercom Creative Director, joining me on the program. And Don, Director of Results, that's not a title that one hears often.
That's because that I'm the only one.
Yeah, you know? And there's a specific reason you're telling us about
My real job is Director of Sales. And, you know, the most important thing we try to do here is, of course, we want to sell to our clients and get you on the radio. But it's all about results. If we don't get you results, then you don't come back. So that's why we have Ryan employed here, and we really focus on it. And our owner, David Field, once asked me, like, how did you become Director of Results? I just changed my title. Everybody should have a cool title. So Director of Results is a cooler title than Director of Sales, and I'm the only one.
And how that integrates with what you do, Ryan, as an Entercom Creative Director, is literally kind of bring to life what the companies or businesses that are on our stations do.
Right. There's so many great businesses in Buffalo, and a lot of them just need a little bit of help to get the word out and let people know what they're about. And our job is to help people understand what they do and why they're special. And that's kind of our mission here, is to help our local businesses be great.
We do it all the time. We operate, even though we're a radio station, we operate like a complete marketing company. Yes, we do radio, and yes, we're thrilled we own WBEN, but, you know, we also own, like, it's no secret anymore, as Entercom, we own WGR and KISS and Star and Alt Buffalo. We're the voice of the Bills and the Sabres. We have an incredible digital department. Say that really quick. We have an incredible digital department where we're doing, I like to call all the creepy stuff that's out there, you know, where ads follow you around on the web. We help do that as part of your plan. And we do tons of great events, whether it's, you know, Kiss of Summer Hello or different concerts along throughout the year. So we operate like an agency. So if you're a mid-sized to small business, big businesses go to their own agency. But if you don't know what to do, you call us. Call me here, 843-0178. Ryan and I will get together with you. We analyze your business, and we come up with a whole plan, just like an ad agency would. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And as far as that creative process from your standpoint, Ryan, I mean, it would be tempting to write something similar style-wise for everybody. However, you have to keep in mind that you're trying to differentiate for each of these different clients. So it has to be interesting from that aspect.
Absolutely, yeah. I would say I definitely I'm not tempted to make something similar every time. I always want to make something different, something that's going to stand out for everyone. And really, as a business owner in the area, your job is to run your business. Why not tap into a group of people that can provide you with marketing expertise that we offer as part of our service for you buying time on the radio? I mean, take advantage of our services. You don't have to pay us to come up with ideas for you. We just ask that you use our...
Yes, we ask you that you use our radio stations and our services, and then the creative is free, as opposed to getting a $15,000 bill from Ryan for writing a commercial for you, you know?
Oh, wow. Is that what it would cost for me?
And in many cases, yeah.
commercials are inexpensive, but if we brand a company, if you go to a big agency and sit down with people, they could charge you thousands and thousands of dollars for ideas that we give out, you know, all the time just to help people. You know, our biggest frustration out there is there's so many small to mid-sized businesses. As Ryan said, you're great at running your business, but you don't know anything about advertising. So you give it to your cousin's sister's third relative from the end, you know, whatever. They just throw it away, and they think they know what they're doing, but they don't. Ryan has a long, vast history. He's an incredible writer, producer. We stole him from the movie and TV industry because he wanted to come back home to Buffalo. I was in the concert business for years and have worked on this for way too many years. So we, not that we're ever 100% perfect, but we're as good as it gets is making advertising work for people. And there's no miracle. Everybody wants a miracle. And I'm a good Catholic boy, so I believe in miracles all the time. Just not in advertising. So if you have a good plan, and stick with it, we can help your business grow.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN. Kind of giving you a little bit of background on how we put together this particular program and how you might be able to be one of the places, businesses, things featured on the program. Don Tomasulo, Director of Results for Entercom, and Entercom's Creative Director, Ryan Fields, joining us here for this segment. And Don, you just talked a little bit about your background, but you missed that Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Famer thing somehow. Right? Trying to be a little humble, perhaps?
A little humble, because outside of like me, I don't think anyone cares. But I'm very, very honored to be a salesperson who was just elected to the Buffalo Broadcasting Hall of Fame this year. I got to go in with John Murphy, our voice of the Bills, and Sherry Margolis, and Tony Farina, getting old, man, like slipping up here. So I was very honored because they always, it's great, like Sandy Beach is in the Hall of Fame and so many great talents like that. But to go behind the scenes and to be honored for my last 30 plus years of hard work of helping people, I'm very honored for that.
And Ryan, your background, as Don alluded to, extends beyond just quote-unquote writing commercials for radio.
Yeah, I actually started out in Los Angeles working in commercial and music video production, and then kind of matriculated into the film industry. I worked at Disney, I worked at Fox, I had spent time at almost all the major studios out there, and then eventually decided it was time to come back home. All my family and friends are back this way, so it was time to come home, and then started working in I worked at Channel 4 and Channel 2 and made my way over to Entercom here.
It shows you the lure of Buffalo is so strong. He left California to come home, and then TV's that passing fad anyway, so we got him into radio where he could be really creative.
Well, that's what I wanted to point out, because there's a lot of discussion about where advertising dollars should go, because there are a lot of things out there social media-wise. There's also still television, which has a big hold on a lot of people, and radio, which people for some reason keep wanting to kill, but apparently has some kind of a Rasputin thing going on, because you just can't kill radio. But do the sell job. Why would someone need to or have to be on the radio?
That's a great question. It's a two-sided thing, and we talk about this all the time. Number one, radio works because people are fans of their station. You know, there's as many people who don't want to listen to WBEN as they do, but the people who love WBEN, they love it. You're not fans of a television station. You'll watch whatever television program you want. Like, oh, I can't watch that show. It's not on Channel 2. People don't think like that. But if they're into their radio station, that's how they refer to it. Oh, BEN's my radio station. You know, I love Sandy. I hate Sandy. Tom Bowerly's, with Thomas. But that's how people feel. And it's that emotion that drives them to radio. Number two, it's the power of sound. Sound is the most powerful force in the advertising universe. You all know thousands of songs you never intended to learn. That's why when we write great creative or write great jingles, which we do for people, they stick in your head. And that's the whole idea. It's just how do you tilt it in your favor? At the end of the day, you still have to have a good business. Because I have a line that I use every day. Nothing puts a bad business out of business faster than good advertising. Because we could kill a crappy business really fast. But if you're a good business, you want more people to hear about it, and that's what we do.
And I always tell people that ask me how I compare radio to TV. I find with radio, the sky's the limit, really, with what you can do. Because it's an audio format, and you don't have to rely on things like visual effects or even just shots of your business, you never look better to the public than you look when you're on the radio. It's the theater of the mind that Don and I talk about all the time. You can put special. I can have an alien fighting a robot in outer space on the radio. If I wanted to do that on television, it would cost thousands and thousands of dollars to do. But because we can visualize it in our heads, what we're trying to get across, it shows right up in the listener's ears, and we're able to do something original and different, and your business really shines.
Yeah, your radio ad's as big as a McDonald's ad. If you look at some of these local TV commercials, they look local. Not that they're bad, but they look local in many cases. But here, your radio ads are as big as the biggest advertiser.
And with Entercom's huge nationwide reach, we can tap into talent from across the country to voice your commercials for free, as part of the service. So, we have a huge pool of actors that can voice your spot, so you don't have that same voice reading your commercial. Or you can do your commercial and really have a footprint on what people are hearing, and they come into your store and say, "Oh, I recognize that voice. You're the guy that I hear on the radio all the time." And people like that.
Yeah, I get that very infrequently because, mostly on in the weekends for the most part. But be that as it may, another aspect of that, you talked about some things that people hear kind of making the impression, the jingles that occasionally go along with some of these commercials that we hear, so indelibly impressed in people's memories.
We've worked hand-in-hand with Ken Kaufman for years, ad songs. Ken shared space with us in the building recently, just for a lot of reasons, moved out, but we still work very closely with Ken. We help. Once we figure out the business, who wants to invest in it, you get a fantastic musical imaging at Buffalo prices. We can help coordinate that for you, and you save money coming through us when we bring it to Kenny, and we help, and we work together. It's a fantastic way to do it. I was just on the phone with a client, my friends at Calvin's, who, like, people come in and sing the jingle tour, and it happens all the time.
Yeah, I could probably do that for at least a half a dozen back when I used to work in production for a couple of years here at when we were on Elmwood Avenue. Talk about going back to the old school days.
Again, the power of sound. You're singing songs like it's a song. You didn't mean to learn the alphabet, but you can't say the alphabet without singing it, and it's the same thing with certain businesses. And we try to do that for your business. You just have to invest in it, take the time to watch it grow. So if you're a good business and you want to grow, give us a call and we'll help sit down with you and grow your business.
So again, total package. And the way to get to you, Don, 843-0178.
That is correct. If you're thinking that your business should be on Buffalo Means Business, call me if it makes sense. All we ask is, again, we try to do it for our clients, but all we ask is that you'll let us sit down and talk to you about your business to see if we can help grow it with advertising. But if it makes sense and you're a good business that should be out there, we'll book something and get you on Buffalo Means Business. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Randy and behind the scenes Kevin Carr, because I work with them every week trying to coordinate this, and they do an incredible job. It's really hard to get clients in here on time with all their schedules, and they make it seamless. So thank you guys.
Yeah, and don't forget to thank the account executives for setting it up too.
Yeah,
because they have a small role.
They're so organized on it. They never miss. No, it's a team effort. Nothing is ever one person, like you were joking about the Hall of Fame thing. I'm thrilled to be in the Hall of Fame. But it doesn't mean anything without the team and the people. I'm 10 times better because I know I can go on calls and have Ryan in the background. I have a question. I go, I got to sit with Ryan, and then we operate like a brainstorm and we figure it out. So it's always a team effort.
Yeah, and if you're lucky and come on the right day, Ryan might be flipping pancakes in the bistro, too.
Oh, they talk about a Hall of Fame pancake cooker, man. He is just an incredible chef in his spare time.
Yeah, that was over and above, I must admit. I didn't have any, pleasure. but they smelled great. Yeah. They looked good, too.
Maybe we can have a Buffalo Means Business pancake outing. We'll have to work on that one.
Pancakes, that'll keep Ryan pretty busy, though.
We'll have to celebrate Buffalo Means pancakes.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in, and then hopefully we get the word out there for you. Again, the number 843-0178 for people who didn't grab the pen right away and piece of paper. There you go, 843-0178. Don Tomasulo, Director of Results. Ryan Fields, Entercom Creative Director. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.